Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 5-0 thumping of Aberdeen at Ibrox in the Premiership today. What a performance. We never let Aberdeen have a sniff today. One of the radio commentators apparently said, you know, Aberdeen haven't been at the races, but that's because we put them in their box once again today. Derek McInnes, it comes in cycles. This is your downward slope. You are back in your box. You're an eternal loser. You always will be. But today is about Rangers because we absolutely thumped them today. So we've really got to say, though, we're only playing Aberdeen. So at the end of the day, you know, it's no big shakes. But what a performance from the team today. To a man, they were all outstanding. There was not a duff player on the park. We absolutely battered them from minute one and we got our just desserts today. Katic back in the starting lineup as well, so obviously no issues there with the gaffer, but really we just, you know, from minute one we were on the ball, we chased everything, never gave them a sniff. Aberdeen playing with 11 men in their own half, it kind of puts to bed this myth that we can't break down teams that play defensively, because Aberdeen today never really looked as if they were going forward. They did sit back. And we punished them. We unlocked that door, which is something that's outstanding to see. We went 1-0 up after a penalty on the 18th minute. Morales was driving forward in the box with the ball, and it was clearly taken out and duly a penalty given. Up steps Tavernier. Again, he taken like a two-step run-up, so I was a bit nervous. He had missed his last two penalties, but cool as you like, and no doubts about this, sent the keeper the wrong way into the top left-hand corner to make it 1-0. That settled nerves, obviously, if there was any, but I think the nerves were for the fans today and not the players, because they looked as calm as ever, and they just went out and done their job very professionally and ruthlessly, and that's what was key here today. Absolutely ruthless. Never let up one wee bit. We played, you know, we had a few more chances, a couple of half chances. One chance certainly where Morales got the ball in the box and he tried to switch it over to his other foot, taking one too many touches and kind of gets the ball to the side. And if he had maybe just hit it first time on his left foot, might have been a different story, but that's just a minor niggle there, I suppose. We went 2-0 up on the 39th minute with Greg Stewart getting his goal. Morales on the edge of the box on the right hand side, passes to Tavernier, who plays a lovely floated ball into the box. It was a great header by Stewart, forcing the keeper to make a great save. He knocked the ball onto the post and it can rebound it back out. Stewart was as quick as ever. You know, it was some great play by, you know, just changing direction, because he was actually running away from it. He managed to change direction and run onto the rebound, and great reactions, and taps it to the back of the net. So we went into half-time 2-0 up, and you can't really ask for much more than that. Absolutely convincing performance so far in the first half, and never let up. Into the second half, it was really more of the same. I think Aberdeen really only had a 5-minute spell where they got a wee bit more possession. They had about two shots, and that's about it. We had made a change just before, and I think the change maybe unsettled us a wee bit. But, you know, Aberdeen absolutely offered nothing once again in this half, which was down to us, because we just outplayed them all the time. It looked as if we started off the second half the way we finished the first half, just absolutely relentless, and we got our third goal on the 49th minute with Morales scoring. It was a lovely cross on the left by Barisic to the back post. Morales running into the back post, and he headed into the back of the net. So outstanding goal, outstanding cross from Barisic as well. Last three games he's been outstanding. You know, I don't know what's changed in him, but this is the player that we signed. This is the player that plays for the Croatian national team, and finally we're actually seen it, and he's cementing his place now, which is great to see. A couple of changes, Ojo came off, Defoe came on. That kind of unsettled the balance a wee bit, where Aberdeen got the chance, but then we quickly regained control of the game. Morales came off and Barker came on, and then just after that substitution we got a penalty. It was a lovely delivery into the box by Tavernier, and Stewart clearly bundled over in the box for the penalty to be given. That's the thing, you know, the usual suspects will claim, oh, two penalties for Rangers, but there were clear penalties, and this is what a lot of the people don't see. If it's a clear penalty, then there's no debate about it, and we're due them, so can't have any complaints about that. But up steps Tavernier once again and scores his second of the game to make it 4-0 on the 70th minute. We weren't finished there, because on the 80th minute Defoe pops up and scores probably arguably the pick of the bunch, to be honest. Arfield knocks the ball over the Aberdeen defence on the edge of the box. Defoe beats the offside. The ball was bouncing high, however Defoe was alert as ever, and manages to get a shot off in the half volley and lobs the keeper into the back of net. So, outstanding way to round out the goal scoring there. Dave, I know, was tweeting during the game, "We want five, we want five." Then it quickly became, "We want six, we want six." So we've done ourselves a world of good today. Celtic obviously drawn the early game. We've clawed back 2 points in them. Our goal difference with this result as well is only down to one below Celtic. So we have done an absolute world of good for us today. And this is the type of situation where last season we never capitalised on. There were plenty of times where Celtic were the early kickoff last time or had dropped points and we failed to do the job. This time we've done the job, and there's something definitely has changed in this team this year in respect of that. We've knuckled down, we're very professional, we're getting on with the job, and we're flying just now. Obviously, it was a tougher game on the midweek there, and not the greatest of performances, but then it was backed up by this performance here today. So a lot of good in the team just now. Leads us into the next game against Young Boys on Thursday. Early kickoff, obviously, being the away game. Going to be another tough game, but I have full faith in the players. That's something that over the past 4 or 5 years you can never have said, but we're now a very solid unit, and see when we play like that, you know, we're largely unstoppable. I don't see many teams, certainly many teams that we're due to face anyway, giving us a hard time. So Dave and I are due to be recording on Tuesday night, so we'll have that podcast out probably early Wednesday morning anyway, certainly before the Young Boys game. So as ever, if you want to check us out, go to our website at iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all our social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Podbean, YouTube, the lot. So have a good Saturday night. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.